Good afternoon. We continue to track a warm front as it slowly makes its way past the Canadian border and into southern parts of Canada, leaving the door open for an increasing south wind flow, at times gusting over 20 miles per hour. The front is also taking any steady rain along with it north of the border, although scattered showers are still possible across portions of the Adirondacks, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont. While south of I-90, more in the way of sunshine will mix with clouds throughout the day. This sun, combined with the south breeze, will push temperatures into the lower to mid-60s south of I-90 for afternoon highs, while locations north with more cloud cover will stay in the upper 50s to around 60 today. As we get into the night tonight, with the precipitation well to the north, temperatures with that south breeze continuing will remain in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Areas of dense fog will once again develop, especially in areas where the snowpack persists. Into the day tomorrow, we'll wind up with a southwesterly breeze increasing at times over 20 miles per hour, and this will drive temperatures to near or better than record levels, in most cases reaching into the upper 60s and lower 70s. The combination of the precipitation over the last 24 hours, what we get in the next 24 hours, plus the warm temperatures leading to snowmelt, will lead to increased flood risk throughout the region as we go through the next 24 to 36 hours. Later in the day on Wednesday, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds and the risk of a few showers as a cold front passes through. While temperatures will drop in the evening, they'll begin to nosedive tomorrow night back into the 30s. We'll only recover into the lower 40s on Thursday, as sunshine will give way to increasing clouds again with the chance of a few showers as another disturbance rides along the front from the Ohio Valley to us here in the Northeast. Remaining in the lower 40s with another disturbance heading our way for Friday with the chance of late day showers. It looks like we'll catch a break on Saturday with mainly dry weather, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds. Temperatures will be in the mid-40s, and this next system will arrive on Sunday with a good chance of a steady rain throughout the area and highs near 40 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, over the next couple of days, a stationary front over the central United States will bring widespread rain and thunderstorms from the southern plains to the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley, with heavy snow across the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley. A narrow transition zone will set up across the middle and upper Mississippi Valley toward the Great Lakes, where freezing rain will be possible. Winter weather advisories are in effect from Nebraska to the Dakotas and east to northern Michigan. Northwest Nebraska to central South Dakota have winter storm warnings in effect. Meanwhile, flash flood watches, flood warnings, and advisories are in effect from northeast Texas to southern Missouri and for the lower Great Lakes, as several inches of rain is expected along the stalled front over a lengthy time frame, likely continuing into the weekend. Runoff from the abundant rain will cause local creeks and streams to rise, which may lead to rivers to swell or overflow their banks. Urban flooding may also occur due to the excessive rainfall. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy, lower 60s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 18. The record high 66 set in 1930, and the record low 16 below in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening 5:33 p.m., 10 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain and areas of fog today, with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers tonight, also areas of dense fog, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with areas of fog today, highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today, also areas of fog with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy today with areas of fog and highs reaching to about 60 degrees. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight and lows near 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with areas of fog today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy with more fog tonight and lows near 50 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning sunshine, breezy with increasing clouds in the afternoon, leading to some late-day showers, but not before it reaches the lower 70s. Increasing clouds again on Thursday, much cooler with scattered rain showers in the afternoon, lower 40s. Some morning sunshine, then a chance of showers Friday afternoon near 40. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Saturday in the mid-40s. A good chance of rain on Sunday. We'll watch the potential for some mixed precipitation at the onset near 40, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.